and welcome to episode 8, season 3 of Rainbow Bridge Connection. I'm Kayla. Oh my gosh. Me and my guests have been talking for like 45 minutes, and so my voice is already weird because we've been talking so much. We have someone on the show again that I told you guys, I promised you guys she would come on again, and she is on again, and she's amazing, and you know how much I love our guests, but I think you're going to be really excited when you hear who this is. We have Louise Griffey, who was the Certified Grief Recovery Specialist. And she wanted to talk about unresolved grief and how to know if you have it and give some tips, which I thought would be fantastic for you guys to hear. So Louise, how are you?
I'm good, Kayla. How are you?
I'm there.
We already had a long chat, so it was great to catch up again. Yeah, it's great to be back on. Thank you for inviting me back on again, and I'm delighted to be chatting to all the listeners again. Great.
Of course. We love you guys. Or you guys. Why did I say? We guys love you. I'm going through it. I was just telling her, just real quick, I'll give you guys a little quick synopsis. So the episode I did on Cushing's, we found out that that my dog Apollo that has Cushing's also has bladder cancer as well. So it has been a couple of weeks and I'm going through it. And I was able to talk to Louise about it and tell her what's going on and stuff. So that's why we've been chit-chatting for so long, and I wanted to give you guys a heads up just in case, like, I'm a little emotional more. Well, what did I say? More than I already am, because I cry like every episode. But I wanted her to come on here because I think she has really great information. And at the end of the podcast, she's going to give, you know, her information again. But she did mention to me earlier that she has a program that's starting on Monday. So if you guys want to work on your grief and work on, you know, getting things, you know, better way of thinking and everything like that, that you should join her program because she's amazing and you guys will love her and I love her. So if you want to go ahead and talk about unresolved grief and how to know you have it and everything, I think our listeners would really like to hear it.
Great. Well, thank you, Kayla. That's an amazing introduction, as usual. Thank you. So I've decided to come on because it's such a common question that I get asked a lot through kind of social media and through consultations. How do I know if I have unresolved grief? So to kind of put it as simply as possible, a lot of people associate grief with death, but obviously we all know that grief is not only about death, it's about loss of all kinds. And where unresolved grief is kind of a feeling of not wanting to, there's unfinished business. So basically there's undelivered communications, for example, not getting to say the final goodbye or the final I love you. And this can cause a lot of stuck, unresolved grief to live inside us, inside ourselves and our body. So basically, a large element of unresolved grief is obviously sorrow, which is completely normal and natural reaction, but a more traumatic kind of impact due to the extra feelings around it, like, you know, because as a result it can have like a really negative effect on people's lives if it's left like unprocessed, really. So to get into the crux of it, really, the main signs of unresolved grief, although many people that suffer with unresolved grief, they try to pretend that they're over it as such, you know, so you kind of hear these terms a lot. And the following are some of the following kind of telltale signs that I'll just get into now. So one of them would be getting preoccupied with sad or painful memories, and that would include the traumatic memories that have happened, you know, in the final days, hours, and so on. Also, another one would be refusal to talk about the loss at all. So burying that completely, suppressing it down. So that would be another sign of unresolved grief. Another one that's quite common, and I talk about this in my program, I label this specifically as a STIRB. So it's a short-term energy relieving behavior. And we do this by increase of alcohol, food, drugs, cigarettes, or like over-exercising, over-indulging, and like antisocial behavior, like out of character behavior, all of this kind of stuff. So, you know, that is a symptom of unresolved grief. And a huge lack of energy is another one, because you're going through such an emotional roller coaster. Like it's an energy roller coaster. And so a huge, huge lack of energy, where like you would nearly feel that illness is happening. Like another huge one is difficulty in concentrating. We all know, like, I know that's kind of a common one that many of us know about. Unresolved grief can cause really big issues with concentration levels, where we're just nearly getting so worked up and annoyed with ourselves. Why can't I just do this task? Why can't I, like, I could do this fine before, and we're getting so frustrated, whether it's a work task, whether it's just a task at home, whether it's like just a normal day-to-day thing that we never had issues with. And then the last one is often isolation. Like if you're finding yourself really isolating yourself from family and friends, like, okay, when it comes to pet loss, that is really common, because we often tend to think and feel that family and friends and kind of people close to us just don't get it. They can't understand. We feel ashamed to open up about it if for perhaps we get judgment. So isolation plays a huge part, you know, even bigger part when it comes to pet loss compared to human loss. That would be my experience when I'm working with people. So as well, when we're talking about unresolved grief related to pet loss, like unresolved grief may be at the root of any fear associated with thoughts or feelings about a relationship. So this can seep into our relationships as well. So this can seep into our relationships that we have day to day, and we can kind of create painful patterns in our lives. And this can stem from unresolved grief years ago or recently. I'm just like putting that out there, that that's just something else that is left untreated. But those are the main signs. And Kayla, have you heard from your other guests that any of these things come up with them? Or
oh yeah, probably, yeah. Everybody, okay. Every single person, and me included. Especially what really the big point that you made of like replaying the situation over and over and over. I do that, even if everything's perfect, even if I deep down know I did every single thing I could, there's always that like, okay, but you yelled at her that one time, or you know, she did this and you were irritated, or you know what, just whatever, when in terms of that. And I, and every single guest we have interviewed, or any of our listeners that have written in, it's the same. It's linear. Everybody feels it, you know.
Yeah, and I can kind of relate, because when both of my dogs passed away within a short space of time, that was just my reality. It was just the torment of just replaying. Well, it was extremely traumatic events that happened, but I could not escape. I could not escape. It was the PTSD. It was the flashbacks. It was the panic attacks. It was the constant. I wanted to just, I couldn't. So, you know, sitting alone in my house wasn't an option for me. So my short-term energy relieving behavior was I walked every evening for like 10, 15 kilometers every evening after work, so I wouldn't be alone with my thoughts. Now, I know that that's difficult for some listeners to hear. But also, I know that there are people out there listening that are feeling that way, that are living that. That's their reality right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to bring that to the reality that this happens to us. It happened to me. It happened to you. Like, it happened to so many people that we need to talk about this. It's important. People need help. People need support.
Mm-hmm.
This is as intense, and for some people even more intense than losing a family, like a human,
mm-hmm.
a relative, a friend, you know, somebody. You know, for me, it was the only time, the first time I felt real grief, and it was absolutely, like, I feel emotional when I talk about it, but it was the most, it's so hard to put it into words. It was the most awful thing that I've ever had to go through in my whole entire life. And that's what inspired me, because people need this help. I looked for this help. I couldn't find it. And I'll just make it my mission to be that help and provide that support for that person that may be in, you know, those pair of shoes now at the minute that are going through that. Because, and look, and we don't compare grief. We do not compare grief, especially in the programs that I do with my clients. Just, you know, if one person's animal companion died in a really, really traumatic, you know, circumstances, and if another person's animal passed away and it was like lived a long life, old age and everything, I do not say that this is way more intense or painful than, because you cannot compare people's grief journey. Because people experience it at the same level, 100% their own way,
mm-hmm.
100%. So comparison is not helpful. It's not healthy. So that's what I kind of go through. And I know I could blab now for ages, but when we're talking about unresolved grief, if it's left untreated, that might be the next question. What if it's left untreated? What if I suppress? What if I bury? What if I pretend? What if I ignore it? Well, the long-term effects can be devastating. It can be devastating in terms of your health. It can be devastating in terms of future relationships, daily activities such as work and what we used to find enjoyable, like our hobbies and everything. So some things that can help to resolve, like, those unsettling feelings, like when we're, if we go right to the very beginning, awareness is number one. You need to validate your feelings. So that's the first thing on the list. If you've been suppressing and ignoring and swallowing this grief down, down, down for years, the first thing you have to do is validate how you're feeling. Name it out loud. Have awareness, bring awareness to your conscious. Verbalize it, say, I am grieving. It doesn't matter how many months, years ago, it doesn't matter. So you have the right to feel the way that you do. And the feelings that you're feeling are natural, even though others may not understand your feelings or fail to empathize with you. Because a lot of people struggle with empathy when it comes to pets. Last, they struggle to even understand it. So the most important is for you to empathize with yourself. Give yourself the empathy, give yourself the compassion. And by doing that, you're validating your own feelings and you're bringing awareness to how you're feeling. So give yourself the permission to process naturally the loss that you have experienced. So that would be my first tip. And a lot of people, it takes them months, it can take them years to get there. But if somebody is listening to this podcast, they're already there.
Mm-hmm.
They're already starting to validate. They're already aware. They're like, I've searched for this podcast. I've searched for support. So it brings me on to number two, which is to reach out, no matter how small it may be. And even listening to this podcast, to Kayla's podcast, Rainbow Bridge, like, it's reaching, like, that is reaching out. It may not be, you know, it's virtually, but it's still a reaching out for support. And whether it's like a one special friend that you have that you know that you can just word vomit everything to, basically, and get everything off your chest. But some people don't have that. But if there is one person in your life, even one that you know can listen to you without judgment, or an online group like a Facebook group, or this podcast, or reaching out to a professional, you know, a grief recovery professional or a counselor, or, you know, anybody like that, that you feel connected to in some way. So it's important for you to have someone to turn to if you need to vent, if you need to release that emotional energy to cry. So I mean, like, unresolved grief can be caused by pretty much anything big or small in life, like, and it just kind of accumulates, it gets stored, and it's like you're carrying it around in a backpack, and you're carrying rocks. You might be carrying pebbles first, and then they turn into rocks, and then they turn into boulders, and then eventually you topple over because you've got so many loss events in your life. And if there's really one major one, for example, if it's a really significant pet loss, like, that can just tip you over the edge. And if you're looking for that support, you're going about it the right way by staying, listening to this podcast. Get on Google, look for support. How can I help myself with this pet loss grief? How can I help to validate my feelings, connect with others, join, like, follow people on social media, like, look, don't lock yourself away in the grief. So that would be a big tip. And basically, if something or someone or an event was important to you and a change in that relationship has happened, and that's affected your emotions negatively, so like, if someone you love is experiencing unresolved grief, and you can see that, you know, some people might mislabel it as depression, or, you know, so on. And I'm not saying that isn't the case, but often unresolved grief just never gets a diagnosis or never gets mentioned. It's kind of rare. Like, people would often just say, like, go to bereavement counseling, you know, after the death of a family member and so on. But when we're talking about unresolved grief from months and years ago, doing grief recovery work is incredible because it's educational based. You're learning about grief, and then you're learning how to process and heal from it, like, whether that's in a group or an individual session. Like, so when we're also talking about unresolved grief, anger can be a big... Some people say, oh, you know, you might need anger management. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, Kayla, but I mean, like, that can be shrouding, you know, mm-hmm. unresolved grief. And people can just be like, oh, I'm just angry at everything in life all the time. Like, why does this stuff happen to me? And, you know, these questions and so on. So I see that sometimes, that people are so consumed with the anger, but deep down underneath is the grief. And kind of once you kind of get to that kind of level, people begin to see, oh, maybe that is the reason. And when they work through it and process it and so on. So that is mostly what I wanted to share today about unresolved grief. There's so much more that I could get into, but it is all in my program. So I do have a program starting on Monday the 5th. It is an Irish time zone, but, you know, pop it into Google, search the time zone and see if it's 7 p.m., 7 until 8 p.m. Irish time. And it's completely on Zoom, and it's for 6 weeks, so 6 Mondays. So if anybody is feeling any of these, if they relate to anything that I've spoken about tonight, I would highly recommend. There's only a couple of slots left, but please feel free to contact me through my website, Kayla will have all the details in the show notes and everything. So if anybody is interested in that, or we can even hop on a quick Zoom and I can talk more about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, one of the main things, the big things, is you're so, first of all, compassionate because you've been through it and you understand. But the second thing that I think is awesome is you're very accessible. Like you're very much like, you know, we can hop on a Zoom call or you just send me an email or contact me. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times with people, that's like their first step, you know, they just need somebody to be open mm-hmm. and accessible for them because it may not be something they've ever thought about or think that they needed or was really causing issues in their life. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's that stigma we've talked about where it's like you are allotted like a month of grief time. And then anything after that, you're being ridiculous. Like, yeah. Why are you still upset?
Get over it, as they say. Yeah. You know.
Why are you still upset? Why are you still revisiting it? Why are you still, you know, thinking about it and all that stuff? And a lot of people, like you said, they suffer in silence. And I was one of those people. Because anytime I voice to anybody else, you know, like, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years out from the situation, like, you know, I just feel like I did all these things wrong. They'd be like, why are you thinking about it? It's 3 years later. Is it going to change? Is you thinking about it going to change anything? And it's like, well, no, but I can't help it. Mm-hmm. I can't help that I'm thinking about it. I can't help that I'm upset about it still. And I can't, you know, work my way around it or try to reframe it, you know? And I probably wasn't ready at that time either. It was very much in my head that it was like a penance I had to pay, like mm-hmm. for the situation, you know, like I felt like I deserved to be messed up for years and years because I may have not made every right decision and you know did everything 100%, but I think that it's awesome that there's people like you who are out here who just want to help people navigate it and get, you know, help with it. And you know, you'll never be over it. You'll never ever be one, you know, over it. But I think if you have tools and you have, mm-hmm. you know, ways to cope more appropriately, it really does help you in the long run and it can change your entire life.
Well, it's changed mine, Kayla, because I went from experiencing PTSD symptoms every single day and getting multiple panic attacks weekly to PTSD pretty much dissipated now at this rate. And I do get occasional panic attacks when I'm triggered and so on in certain situations, but mm-hmm. that does not happen as much. Like, as in my quality of life mm-hmm. has completely it's positively changed. And I'm not saying people, like my clients do the work, they do the hard work themselves. I am guiding them, I am taking them step by step. So it's not like, you know, that they're sitting there just watching a Zoom mm-hmm. webinar and they're just kind of half listening. They are involved, they are interacting with each other, they are doing assignments, they are doing reading tasks. It's really interactive, educational, but then the results are there. Beauty. So I mean, that's what I love about it. I love about it. I did it myself before I got fully certified. I did the program. I mean, if those were my results, I mean, and a lot of my clients do say specifically about what you mentioned earlier about the reliving and that constant circular in your mind of the last final days and hours, that they were able to then that's not their reality now, that they are, people are still sad, but they're sad at anniversaries, they're sad at certain dates and things like that, but the recovery time isn't, do you get me? It's mm-hmm. it's quicker. You come back to feeling like experiencing a joyful life a lot faster than whereas when you had the unresolved grief and you were living with that day in, day out. So that's where it can be so beneficial. And I remember feeling, before I started to do any of this work, when I was in that cycle of that deep sadness and all of those symptoms, like, if I stop feeling sad, does that mean I don't love my dogs?
Yes.
And so many clients say that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nearly an element of guilt and regret. But I'm like, and I kind of question that. I question that, like, why do you feel that way? And even I questioned myself at the time. And it was like, but if I'm experiencing joy or happiness, does that not mean that, like, I don't love them anymore, I've forgotten about them? And I was like, no, like, that's not the case. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know that my two gorgeous dogs would want me to be experiencing happiness and joy.
Yeah.
And I know that some of the listeners, animal companions that have passed away, would want the exact same thing for them. So
mm-hmm.
beating ourselves up and keeping ourselves in that cycle of grief and guilt and regret is not helpful for us. And you can experience happiness again, because I went through it and I am experiencing it. So I want to put that hope out there for people that are listening, that this does not have to be your reality day in, day out, even though you feel like, how will my life ever go back to the way it was? But I'm just here to tell you it can go back, and you can create a new life of joy and happiness again,
mm-hmm.
but still keeping the memories and still being able to remember the joyful times and not be so focused on the painful memories.
Mm-hmm. So, no, I completely agree with you. I had the same thing where it was like, if I smiled or showed mm-hmm. any happiness, that I would be like, oh God, like, that's so disrespectful. You know, like, I feel like I'm being disrespectful. They're not here. Mm-hmm. And then also in terms of getting another companion animal, it was the same, you know, thing. It was like, well, gosh, if I get another one, she's going to think we replaced her. If I get another one, they're going to think that I don't love them anymore. And I think that, like you said, there's like this balance that you need to do where, you know, you mm-hmm. can be happy and you can live a full life and you can, you know, like you said, not be the same. I think anybody that's dealt with companion animal loss will ever be the same previously mm-hmm. to the loss, but you can be happy again and more mm-hmm. normal. You're just going to have that added peace.
You can create a new journey.
Yep.
In your, like, a fresh one. And just because my life has changed completely since then, and in positive ways. I mean, I moved house, I changed county, I got into a new relationship. I, like, so many things have happened that have changed, that are just not the same as before, but
mm-hmm.
but for in a good way, in a positive way. And thinking, like, I feared change, but then I wanted to progress with my grief recovery, and then so I leaned into the fear and I leaned into the change. So that's something else that we talk about as well in the program. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
No, I love everything that you said. I think it's very beneficial for our listeners to hear. You know, the first step is you know, reaching out and you know, trying to kind of change the trajectory of your way of thinking and mm-hmm. how you're processing the loss. And we appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you so much. You're so knowledgeable. I love it. I love how knowledgeable you are.
I love coming on. You're just a pleasure to talk to, and I just love doing this. So thank you.
I appreciate it so much. Yep, I will definitely link all of her information, as I've done previously for the episode that she was on, I think it was like 3 episodes ago, but I will definitely link all of her information. I think you should contact her. Even if you're not to the point yet, you want to start a program, contact her. If you are having unresolved grief, or you're having any, you know, grief-related things happening, contact her. She's here to help. This is what she does, and she gets it. That's like the main thing. She gets it. She understands. She went through grief with a companion animal loss, and and a traumatic event. And she has, changed her entire life, and she wants to help. So just reach out if you have any questions. She's awesome. As you can tell, she's very personable. I said this before, but her voice is so nice. Her voice is so nice and soothing. So even if you just want to reach out and, talk about the grief aspect and then hear her lovely voice, I'm sure she... We just love it. I just love it so much. So, all right. Well, thanks, guys. I will be recording another episode, I think, within a week or two. I'm sorry that this one was a little spaced out from the last one, but I've been trying to process my life and what's going on, so I haven't really been on it, but I will be on it, and I appreciate you listening. And if you need anything, of course, you can always reach out. RainbowBridgeConnectionPodcast@gmail.com. RainbowBridgeConnection21@gmail.com. You can reach us on our website, Rainbow Bridge Connection Podcast, or on our social medias, Facebook, Instagram. I got rid of the Twitter, or the TikTok, but Instagram and Facebook. So thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.